AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him Moscow would not further escalate tensions over Ukraine. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said,
"If there is diplomatic progress, we would welcome that, but we will believe it when we see it with our own eyes at the border."
The Kremlin denied reports Macron and Putin struck a deal on de-escalating the crisis in Ukraine. Vice President Kamala Harris's husband's visit to a Washington, D.C. high school was a short one. Douglas Emhoff was whisked out of an event by Secret Service agents. Police say there was a bomb threat. Emhoff was at the school for an event in commemoration of Black History Month. His spokesperson says Emhoff is safe. Families who lost loved ones in a Bronx fire that killed 17 people have filed lawsuits.
Attorney Ben Crump says they're suing building owners alleging safety violations, including self-closing doors that stayed open, letting smoke fill the building.
People can escape, so literally, they died from their lungs filling up with smoke. A slow, painful, awful death.
Resident Fatima Janet says her sister was trying to save the family when she died.
We need justice for the families that lost people, as well as the other tenants in the building.
The lawsuit doesn't specify monetary damages. Fire officials say the January 9th blaze was started by a malfunctioning electric space heater. Julie Walker, New York.
Jury selection has resumed for the high-profile trial of a former Kentucky police officer involved in the deadly raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankinson is not charged in Taylor's 2020 shooting death, but prosecutors say he fired shots during the drug raid that went into a neighboring apartment, endangering others. After big losses yesterday, tech companies and banks are leading stocks higher at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. Jane Campion's gothic western, The Power of the Dog, leads the way with 12 Academy Award nominations. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports not everyone is happy with the nominee list.
With just 5 nominees in most categories, it's inevitable that some worthy candidates would get shut out. The Denis Villeneuve movie Dune is up for Best Picture and Adapted Screenplay, yet it is one of those cases where the Academy figures that movie directed itself because he is not on the list for Best Director. The movie Spencer gets a mixed bag of news. It was considered a front-runner for the Oscar for Best Picture, but it was shut out. Meanwhile, Kristen Stewart gets her first Oscar nomination. That's considered a surprise because she wasn't nominated for the Screen Actors Guild Awards or the BAFTAs. Another surprise in the acting category, Penelope Cruz gets a nod for Parallel Mothers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Missouri Supreme Court placed a St. Louis couple who gained national attention for waving guns at racial injustice protesters on probation as attorneys. Ed Donahue, AP News.